like what we saw a couple of weeks ago with the Ravens quarterback. Kind of makes you wonder if Hurts is going to be trying that. I saw the over and under on the quarterbacks rushing 54.5 yards. Do you think the Eagles quarterback will rush for over 54.5 yards?
Wow.
That's a lot for a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Even a gifted one. I don't know, though. But 54 yards?
Yeah. That's a lot.
I'd have trouble betting the over on that.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what do you think about Amari Cooper, the former Raider? Over 70.5 yards receiving for the Dallas Cowboys tonight.
Wow. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Eagles.
I'm going to go for it. Are you really? I'm hoping Amari Cooper has a big night tonight, because I think Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the Cowboys, another big game.
We shall see. Coming up, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, talks about reports that Las Vegas may end up hosting the Republican National Convention. And we've got the support of our mayor, Carolyn Goodman, for just such a venture. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan. GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The nation's business economists now expect slower economic growth this year due to the widespread Delta variant of the coronavirus.
In a new survey, the National Association of Business Economists now expects full-year economic growth of 5.6%. That's down from its previous forecast for 6.7% growth. At the same time, economists believe the U.S. economy could improve more quickly next year as vaccinations become more accepted. They also predict inflation should remain at elevated levels through the rest of the year.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Federal investigators are on the scene of an Amtrak derailment in Montana that killed three people. NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says they have determined the exact site of the derailment.
The derailment occurred on a gradual right-hand curve, and it occurred prior to reaching the switch that is there for a siding.
The westbound Empire Builder was traveling from Chicago to Seattle when it left the track Saturday afternoon near Joplin, a town of about 200. The train, carrying 141 passengers and 16 crew members, had two locomotives and 10 cars, eight of which derailed, with some tipping onto their sides. Seven people were hospitalized. Republican senators blocked a bill Monday night to keep the government operating and allow more federal borrowing. But Democrats aiming to avert a shutdown are likely to try again, at the same time pressing ahead on President Biden's big plans to reshape government. The efforts are not necessarily linked, but the fiscal year-end deadline to fund the government past Thursday is bumping up against the Democrats' desire to make progress on Biden's expansive and expensive $3.5 trillion federal overhaul, which includes, according to Republican officials, much social engineering. On Wall Street, the Dow by 71 points, the NASDAQ dropped 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Well, it's 5:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Well, sports bettors and bookmakers were sweating out the Raiders' overtime win. Some local sportsbooks operators called the game one of the most stressful in recent memory, with bettors waging heavy on the Raiders, and the books needed the Dolphins to cover as 3.5 point underdogs to avoid a major loss that half point. They did. The books also won big on the Chargers' 30-24 upset win over Kansas City, and the Lions cover as 7-point underdogs against the Baltimore Ravens. So congratulations, and you heard it earlier right here. The Raiders began their season with 3 straight wins in 2002. That was the last time they accomplished that feat, just like this year, and that was the year that they went to the Super Bowl. So only time will tell on that.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, a quick check of the traffic cams. Bumper to bumper in a couple of areas right now. Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, very sluggish through there, and do expect some major delays through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Coming up a little bit later on, you'll get to hear highlights from the speech on Saturday night in Perry, Georgia. Former President Donald J. Trump was at his best. He was absolutely amazing. We'll talk about the speech and just how good it really was, and you'll get to hear it. First, though, the breaking news today, Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of the city of Las Vegas, is saying she has a letter from the Republican National Committee asking if she would be interested in hosting the Republican National Convention in 2024. Carolyn Goodman is now saying, yes, we'd love to have you. Just how close are we to getting the Republican National Convention? Let's check in now with Michael McDonald. He's the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He is a friend, and it's always good to talk to him. Michael, first of all, thanks for joining us. Was this a surprise to you that the RNC reached out to Carolyn Goodman?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Kev, and I appreciate, you know, it's always good to be with you. No, it wasn't. You know, last time we made the pitch back to go after it, we lost to Nashville. I think it was a closer vote than they thought. They didn't expect Nevada to come in the way we did. We came in very strong. So this time, a lot of people are anticipating from the RNC and everybody that puts this on. They want to have it here, especially look at what we have nationally, very strong support regionally, and they want to be able to make sure that we have something here. So we had a great opportunity. I talked to Mayor Goodman. She's a very strong advocate for making sure we have great economy in Las Vegas. She's a businesswoman, along with her husband, former Mayor Oscar Goodman. So this is something where we're bringing business leaders together. We obviously bring elected officials together. This is for this is nonpartisan if you look at it. I just happen to have the privilege to be with the RNC and pushing this. This is something where, and thanks to you, we made it. I mean, a couple years ago, we were on your show when we came out of nowhere and everybody said we didn't have a shot, and we took it all the way to the final vote for Las Vegas to be the host. I think this time we're going to be out front.
I know that you and I have talked over the years. There have been times when you have brought this up and various very powerful interests in our community essentially said, no, I'm not going to support it. Do you think that maybe the time is right for some of these people to come on board and support an effort to host the Republican National Convention?
Well, I think it's also, we're doing a grassroots effort. If you look at it, yes, it is, absolutely. It's time for the selfishness to be set aside. It's time for all Nevadans to come together and to push this. This is something where we'd like to have both national conventions. I'd love to see the RNC and the DNC here. This is about putting people back to work. Our state's hurting. We've lost the PBR in Texas, which was a big, big economy booster. We've lost other conventions nationally. No one does it better than Las Vegas. I was born and raised here. I was chairman of the Las Vegas Convention Visitors Authority. I was the mayor pro tem for the city of Las Vegas. I know this. I know my city. I know how much it means to our people, our neighbors, mine and yours, Kev, that we have people that are coming here, that are spending the money. It would be a huge economic boost to have the national convention here. I mean, almost $500 million when you start getting down to the dollars and cents of what it means to bring it here to Nevada.
Can you give me in 2 minutes or less kind of what the pitch sounds like? I mean, from a hotel standpoint, infrastructure standpoint, stadium availability, things like that. Can you give me the 2 minute pitch that you would give to the RNC?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we talked about last time. You know, we have the probably one of the greatest stadiums ever built where the Las Vegas Raiders play. You know, I'm a Raider guy. Have been a Raider guy since the beginning. We have probably the state-of-the-art, the greatest facility ever. No one does conventions better than Las Vegas. We can put the whole delegation on one block. Think about this, one block. We can bring everybody here nationally and put everybody, guests, members, and both campaign teams, all at one time. All at one time. We can have it so it's all going to be here on one block where everybody else, you're talking about other cities, where other cities, when they're looking at it, they're hosted. And, Kevin, we stayed in other, like, an hour away, 45 minutes away. We don't do that here. here. We have the best facilities. We have the best personnel. We have people that do this every day, day in and day out. This would be just a great opportunity to highlight the city and to promote it.
What kind of financial commitment does it take to get something like the Republican National Convention? Is there a dollar figure that you have to pony up in order to be in, you know, at least in the ballpark?
Well, there is. I mean, there's a dollar facility that comes apart. I've been talking to national groups, national companies that are doing this right now. If you look at some of the major big sponsors we've had in the past that have been working with national conventions, we have them on board. We have people that have been committed to this, to bring it here to the state. We have, this is the biggest thing, Kevin. This time it's regional. We have people from California delegation, Utah delegation, New Mexico delegation, Oregon delegation that want to see it on the West Coast. We haven't had a convention here in forever. I think the last one was in San Diego, and that was years and years ago. So this is a more of a regional effect, and I think when you highlight what it's meant, what it means, to reaching into new communities. This was brought up before. Las Vegas, especially Las Vegas, especially Nevada, shows what the rest of the nation looks like, our diversity, our population. But also, we never highlighted what it means to have something here national, international, if you will, because this is something in the when you look at it from a perspective of an RNC or a DNC convention, it's international. That's not just national.
Tell me what the timetable is. When does the RNC begin looking at this seriously, and when could we look at a presentation being made to the RNC?
Well, I've been pitching this last convention. I mean, I never let go of this. I thought we lost for all the wrong reasons last time. You know, the connotation that comes with Nevada, they keep trying to throw that. You know, that's gone. That's been years past. We host some of the most conservative conventions here. We host some of the most outreaching, progressive conventions here. So we cover the spectrum. We want to have everything in by December 1st. Our team is being assembled as we speak. But I never let go of this from the last time we lost. I thought that we lost for all the wrong reasons last time. Maybe a little inside politics or finger on the scale, if you will. But this time, I can tell you, I've talked to the chairwoman. She's been fantastic. I've talked to people that have been involved with this in years past. They've given us great ideas that have moved forward. And we have some of the strongest, I think, business people in America that can help pitch this. And I wish we still had Sheldon Adelson. God bless him, and God rest his soul. But he was a big proponent of making sure the National Convention was a movement. But we have Don Ahern. We have Rich McDonald. We have people of those calibers that want to see this come here.
Well, hopefully they will come here. The big question is, when they do come here, who will the governor of the state of Nevada be? I want to ask you, because this came up, Steve Sebelius wrote about it over the weekend, that this would be a nightmare scenario for the Republicans to have a big gubernatorial primary race. And right now, by my count, we've got 8 candidates that are already in. There may be more that jump into this thing. You're the chairman of the state party, and I guess my question is, do you have to be like Switzerland, or can you talk with some of these candidates and maybe get some of them to get out?
Well, I've had the privilege. I know most of them. I mean, you know, Joe Lombardo, I've known him. He was my partner for a while. He was my sergeant for a while. We served on Metro together for 30-plus years, 32, 3 years. You know, when you start to look at that, John Lee, I've known 25-plus years. As a legislator, a neighbor, as the mayor of North Las Vegas, Dean Heller, I've known him since I was working as a lobbyist, you know, trying to get stuff done for the city of Las Vegas and a lot of nonprofits. So I mean, all through his career, Joy Gilbert, I've known since 2016, since the presidential with Donald Trump. So they're all great, great people, and I think we got a great bench to draw from. Do I wish there was just one candidate? Absolutely. I think it would be so much better. That's what Senator Reid's been able to do on his side. They're able to coalesce around one person and move forward. We don't have that luxury. So, no, I've been, if you followed, I've been at, I was at Joey Gilbert's events. I owe him another one, as a matter of fact. I've been at Dean Heller's announcement. I was at Joe Lombardo's announcement. John Lee, I haven't had an opportunity to be with him yet. But no, it's an opportunity for everybody to take and showcase what they have. I think as it gets closer to January, February of next year, you're going to see something where it starts to feather back Guy, I've known him for a couple of years. We had a mutual friend, a very successful businessman in America, and he's a big lover of Nevada. So he has some great ideas. So when you look at the field, each of them bring a certain component to this race. And I think Nevadans have to decide where they are right now, where they want to be, and hold everybody accountable to what this governor's done. This governor has killed our economy. Again, I go back to the previous statements, Kevin, we're coming out. Nevada is hurting. We have lost so much. And where we're going right now, it's so bad.
Yeah, it really is. The one thing, the bright spot that I see, and regardless of whether it's Chuck Muth talking or it's Steve Sebelius or whoever is talking, we've got a deep bench. The question is, do we have people in this list of eight that would be great candidates for the Assembly or the State Senate and could probably win? The question is, can you move the pieces on the chessboard like that, or is it hard for a chairman to do?
Well, no, it's not. It's impossible to do. I mean, you already have people that are accomplished. I have a U.S. senator. I have a sheriff that has, he's run the largest police department, one of the largest police departments in America. Basically, its own city budget, if you look at it. I have a guy who's a multi-billionaire. I have a guy who's a very successful attorney who's been able to self-promote and help the president get elected. He's helped me in all my efforts with voter fraud and pushing back against all the voter fraud that took place in Nevada. So, and then you have a very successful businessman who turned into a politician who runs North Las Vegas. It's difficult to tell somebody of that caliber step back and go run for Assembly. I mean, they're successful in their own right. They've been there. They've done it. It's going to be one of those things where Nevadans have to decide. Republicans have to decide what they want to see going into a general election, because you're going to have to reach across the aisle. You're going to have to be able to get Democrats that have looked at this and said, you know what? This is disgusting what's taking place. The Democrats have become socialists. This is not the Democrat Party. My neighbors are Democrat, and they're voting Republican. They're tired of the socialism and the flag burning and the anti-police. You have to be able to reach across into the independents, for whatever reason, have left either party. But also, we're able to reach across new voters that have come in, and by no fault of their own, have been registered independent at the DMV and didn't even know it. Kevin, I almost got registered when I went to renew my license. They had me checked as an independent when I was talking to the young gentleman. I told him I'm chairman of the Republican Party. We had a great conversation. Very nice man. He has since joined the Republican Party. But as I was going through it, when he handed me back my paperwork, it had a check mark of independent. So I think a lot of people that have been registered don't know they're being registered as independent.
Wow. Wow. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yes,
the one thing I know is we've got some very, very talented people in this field, and no matter who it is that ends up winning out in the primary, the fact is I think we're going to be well represented. Michael, always good to visit with you, my friend. I know you are traveling the state. You are, and you're up for re-election, are you not?
Yeah, yes, I am. You know, and it's been difficult because I'm blessed. You know, because of my status, I'm on the presidential site selection, I'm on the presidential selection committee, I'm also on the National Debate Commission. So Nevada's sitting very strong. We have some great opportunity to bring money into the Republican Party, to bring notoriety in the Republican Party, and I'm blessed to be where we're at, and I'm blessed to have an opportunity to be on your show, Kev. You've always been great to the party, and we couldn't be doing it without you, buddy, you and your listeners.
I got to ask you, in our final 2 minutes, and this involves the Clark County Republican Party.
Right.
You guys have been in court, not you guys, but both sides have been in court. The question is, and I say it jokingly, but it's kind of serious. When I call the Clark County Republican Party, who's going to answer? Is it going to be Kerry Buck? Is it going to be Jesse Law? Who's running the show?
It's Jesse Law. It's been, went to court. The Nevada Republican Party has already issued its ruling. The RNC has issued its ruling. They have all come down on the side of Jesse Law. Everything was done above board, legal. It was done fully documented with the lawyers, with the people, the parliamentarian, national professor who teaches this. So, I don't know why Kerry Buck wants to try and, she's ruined her political career, if you will, on what she could have been. I think she's really gone down a bad path to be divisive and name-calling. And these people have split the party. Obviously, they're welcome to come back and try and get their status back with Jesse Law. I don't speak for the chairman. But when you go from a person who we had it before, and Kevin, you saw it, where our average meeting, there was like 50 people that showed up. Jesse Law's last meeting had over 500 members show up. and 615 waiting to get in to become new members. And they had the Zoom group that they were trying to, you know, this falsehood. They were Zoom group. They barely had 100 people in there. So, you know, it's a matter of, do you want to win or do you want to be showcased? And Kerry Buck, what she's done to do the showcase, the splitting the party, she's literally ruined her career. But look, the RNC's recognize them. The national parties recognize them. Their legal team, the Nevada Republican Party, has recognized them. The bodies recognize them. We're moving forward. We're more than happy to have them involved for people that have been led astray. But at the end of the day, our object is to go against the Democrats, not fight with people who think they have the opportunity to run the party.
And are you convinced that everything is over and that both sides are going to be able to work together? Do you think they will be able to work together?
Look, I mean, they're welcome. I think they're going to be divisive. They're not welcome. But if they want to come in, I mean, we've seen with Washoe, how divisive Michael Kadnaff he's been, and he doesn't want to work with the RNC, didn't work with President Trump. They worked against the Nevada Republican Party. We don't have time for them. We're moving forward, especially this new, and January 1 is going to turn everything over. But when you have such a strong movement going forward, Kevin, that people are always welcome to become Republicans and to work, because we're going in different communities, we're going in the right direction. But at the end of the day, when I have a document from a very respected judge that says this thing has been dismissed with prejudice, there's nowhere else to go, and it rules that Jesse Law is the chairman. RNC just says Jesse Law is the chairman. And the very Republican Party says Jesse Law is the chairman. Jesse Law is the chairman.
And the election is coming up when?
My election is on the 16th of October.
So that's just around the corner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Longest serving chairman in the country. Is that about right?
That's 100% longest serving chairman. And, you know, again, we've been able to, because of thanks to President Trump and thanks to the RNC, and more importantly, thanks to the base of Nevada, the people of Nevada, we're now on the national stage where before we were in the back of the bus when I took this over. We were 50 out of 50. No one wanted to work with us. And now we sit at the head table. And like I mentioned before, I'm on all the national boards, which brings notoriety, brings money into Nevada. For our politicians, our down-ticket politicians, that brings them money, brings them notoriety, brings them more skills, and more importantly, more data to take on the Democrats and take out Steve Sisolak and turn this party right in the right direction, but more importantly, turn Nevada red.
Michael McDonald, always good. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law